Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, it's a bit chilly out there, and we're joined now by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out, and he has a hearty dish for us. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How's it going?
Good, good, good. What are you proposing?
A classic Irish lamb stew. And I say classic, maybe some of the real traditionalists might disagree with me a little bit, but the ingredients are definitely classic. So to make an Irish stew, what you're going to need is a kilo of lamb shoulder cut into chunks. And if you're buying it in the supermarket, or even better, if you go into the butchers, try and get the meat a little bit bigger, because you really, when you start to cook it off, it will shrink a little bit. A kilo of potatoes that you're going to peel and dice. 4 carrots peeled and cut into pieces, 3 onions, a couple of leeks, a little bit over a litre of beef stock or chicken stock if you haven't got beef, 80 grams of barley. I really think you need to add the barley into the stew. I think it's quite important. And then you need some thyme, some parsley and a bay leaf. And I like to tie them all together, and that's called a bouquet of garni. So you can just take it out at the end. You don't have to do
that. Into a little bit of muslin or whatever.
And a little bit of muslin, or even just a bit of twine, and some of the thyme will break off. It's no problem. A little bit of salt and a good twist of pepper. So how are we going to make it? You need a heavy casserole dish or a pot. I think years ago my mum used to make it in a pressure cooker, as far as I remember, but something that's going to hold the heat. And then I want you to take the lamb out of the fridge half an hour before you're going to use it. Little bit of oil into the pan, and then you're going to fry off the lamb a little bit. This just will give the gravy or the soup or the broth a little bit more flavour. Classically, you put it into water and you to bring it up to the boil and give it a big skim, a good skim. I like to fry it off a little bit, so that's the only real difference. Then take the lamb out, set it to one side. The lamb fat that's left, you're going to just fry off the vegetables a little bit with no colour. So carrots, onions and leek go in. Cook them for 2 minutes. Then you put the lamb back in and add in the cold stock and bring it up to the boil. And as it comes up to a gentle simmer, just get a ladle and run around the top and take any of the scum that basically comes to the top. That will just give you a much cleaner broth at the end, and to me that's what's amazing about
stew. So that goo that comes up is kind of fat, is it?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of fat, and and you're just going to skim it off and it'll just give you a much cleaner broth at the end. Then you go in with your, give it a good season, and I like to cook it for about an hour and a half then with the lid on. The meat will get lovely and tender, as will the vegetables. And then you're going to give it another 30 to 40 minutes, because then you add in your potatoes. I don't like the potatoes in from the start. I just think they break up too much, and I like the potatoes a little bit of texture.
Okay, so you can still identify this is a potato.
Exactly. And then all you're going to do is check the seasoning again. You can finish with a little bit of chopped parsley. But that's a lamb stew. If you make that today, it will definitely taste better tomorrow, and it'll taste even better on Sunday. So
now, some people don't go for the lamb, and you were saying to me during the break that you'd go for mutton because you get a stronger flavour from the mutton.
Yeah, exactly. And look, years ago, as an expression my father uses all the time, is lamb definitely would have been, the real young spring lamb that we get now wouldn't have been around. You would have definitely been eating mutton. Mm. And mutton just takes on more flavour, and it's made for an Irish stew. So if you can get your hands on a bit of mutton.
Now, growing up, we always had beef stew rather than lamb stew. And you have a beef with Guinness casserole.
Yeah, so traditionally an Irish stew is made with lamb. But if you want to try a beef stew, a little bit of Guinness will really bring this along. So what you're going to need is 800 grams of diced stew and beef. Again, look for the chunks that are a little bit bigger. Couple of carrots, couple of onions, couple of cloves of garlic, 3 sticks of celery. You're going to chop all of that up. 100 grams of chestnut mushrooms. So they look like button mushrooms, but they're a little bit brown on the top. They carry much more flavour. Tin of tomato, couple of bay leaves and some thyme. Can of Guinness, of course. 200 mils of beef or chicken stock. And then for potatoes, or for the mash, you're going to need potatoes, butter and buttermilk. So same as before, you're going to sear off the lamb or the beef, and go really hard. Make sure that the pan is really hot and really sear that beef. So imagine if you were cooking a steak. Do it in little batches. that caramelization that you get onto the meat is what's going to give you a delicious sauce. Take it out, repeat this process until all the beef is seared off, and then into the pan, knob of butter, in with the onions, the carrots, the garlic, the celery, saute that all off, add in the beef, along with the stout, the tomatoes, the mushrooms, the stock and the herbs, place a lid on, cook it on the top of the stove, if you wish, on a medium for about 3 hours, or preheat your oven to 170 degrees, or indeed, into a slow cooker for 5 or 6 hours, until the meat, literally, if you put a spoon, it has to be like breaking apart.
Very good.
And then for the mash, as always, cold water, up to a simmer, strain it off, back into the pan, and then give it a good mash, in with lots of butter, lots of buttermilk, plenty of seasoning. I mean, this is the type of food that I want to eat at this time of year.
Yeah, certainly today. Just the job.
Absolutely delicious.
And you have a little tip about the kind of beef you might use, stewing beef or maybe beef cheeks.
Yeah, if you can get beef cheeks or brisket or shin or anything like that, and go in and have a conversation with your butcher, tell them what you're doing, they'll be more than happy to help you. But you don't want sirloin or fillet or any of them. That's not what you want here. You need to pick some lamb or some beef that has a bit of fat in there, because that's where the flavour is going to be.
And the buttermilk with the mash, I mean, have you given up on the butter?
No, butter as well. I'm going all out, a couple of knobs of butter. And what I like about the buttermilk, it has that tartness, and that little bit of acidity in the mashed potato will cut across the richness of a stew like this perfectly.
Quick question for a listener. Can you use venison instead of lamb?
That's mad that someone's asked that. I was driving in and I was thinking there's probably a bit of venison kicking around now. So if you use the haunch of venison, so the leg or the shoulder of venison would work in both of these dishes. I would probably be more inclined to do it with the Guinness dish, but it would also work wonderful in a stew.
Another listener wants to know clarification on the time it would take in a slow cooker.
6 hours. You know, the slow cooker works at about 120, 130 degrees. So stick it in there and leave it in there all day.
Final one. Gar said to use chicken or beef stock. What about lamb stock? I've never seen such a thing.
You can't,
not commercially, you know.
Yeah, if you can make a bit of lamb stock, I'd roast the bones. But sometimes I think now in the supermarkets, they do little cartons of veal, lamb, chicken. So yeah, if you can get lamb stock, go all in. Traditionally, it was made with water. And if you're using mutton, there'll be enough flavour in there.
Very good. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker, and at Forbes Street Restaurant, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.